goddamn king. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What the hell am I looking at? When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
We passed then.
When?
Just now. We're at now now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, we are.
Ah! Ah! No! Kelly Clarkson!
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
They try to help you. So go to hell, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Dongo!
What not?
Dumbass.
I'm with you.
All right, Mike.
All right, I'm ready.
Our guest is on the telephone.
Very good. This is not a mystery guest.
No, I'm going to tell you right up front who this person is.
My idol.
One of your idols.
One of my idols. All
one
right,
of
I'm
your
ready.
Idols, I believe. Buzz, would you agree or not?
I don't even know who it is, so I'll be surprised as well.
I'm excited. I love excitement.
Mikey's going to be in D.C. this weekend.
Oh. Hmm. All right. I'm waiting with bated breath.
He is going to be the lead man at the correspondence dinner this weekend.
Really?
Please say hello to your idol, Rich Little.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Rich Little.
Hello.
Rich Little.
Yeah?
How are you, Rich?
I'm fine. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear us, sir?
Yeah.
Now that Mike,
how wonderful it is to talk to you.
Good.
How's it going?
Very good.
Oh,
very good.
Boy, I tell you, I remember growing up listening to you, watching you on The Tonight Show. How long have you been in show business, Rich Little?
Oh, gee, darn near 50 years.
You know, Rich,
that's
Mike.
Amazing, isn't it? I'm only 38.
That's 38. You don't look a day over 25.
I don't know how I did that.
My best buddy Mike fancies himself as an impressionist as well.
Certainly not even remotely in the league of one Rich Little, who's up in the top two at least of all the people that have ever done this. You know, I mean, there
it
was
would be you and him.
It would be me and Rich Little. No, of course not. Rich, I think really back in the day. Would you agree that when you started your career, it was really you and a guy that a lot of people don't know anymore by the name of David Fry? Would you say that was accurate?
No, I'd say it was Frank Gorshin.
Okay, yeah. I see. Well, Frank Gorshin was better known. Where would you put David Fry on that list? Now, I don't know whether you had any kind of showbiz fights with him or anything like that, but
we don't know.
Well, just one minor little blow once when he got upset and told me not to do his Nixon.
Oh, that's right. Oh. Okay, so that was.
He looked at me. We're coming out of a restaurant.
I knew it.
He said, "Don't do my Nixon."
And he was kind of a one. That was all he did, right? Wasn't that his only thing?
Well, no, that's not true. He did other. He did Lyndon Johnson very well. He did William F. Buckley was one of his big impressions. He did other voices. We did a show called Copycats together.
I remember that.
The first one we did from New York, and then later we went to England and did it with another cast. But the first one he was on, and he was an interesting guy. He got so into the people he was doing, it was unbelievable how serious he took it. I remember he used to throw up before going on stage every performance.
Wow.
So I never was too close to David.
I read between the lines, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Rich, I know Mike just cannot wait to just get one on both of you and
I've got lots of questions.
Work on the chops.
I've got a lot of the chops. We'll have a little workshop done.
I got a question for you. Really, you're replacing, they've had a long list of guys who MC this thing every year, and it was Stephen Colbert last year, wasn't it? Him that did like a less than bang up job, as some people thought.
A little controversial.
What are you planning this year as the guy in charge of the correspondence dinner?
Just to entertain, do my impressions. You know, I'm not going to make any points politically. I don't think it's the right occasion. Besides, I'm not a political satirist anyway. I'll just do some voices. I'll do probably six presidents. And I'll do a little Johnny Carson that I'm known for, and a little Andy Rooney, perhaps, and maybe some Arnold Schwarzenegger, and a little bit of John McCain that I'm doing now. So,
you're doing a little John McCain. Not a chance that we could get a little taste of John McCain, is there?
John McCain, of course, you know, talks sort of out of his teeth.
That's
and,
good.
And it's kind of a, it's good. Kind of a folksy little quality.
Yeah, baby.
Rich, I gotta tell you something.
That's really good. Nobody's doing John McCain either.
When you started doing that, Mike looks up and gives me a look like, hey, you know what? This guy's pretty good.
Well, you know what I like about it? It's like nobody does. Is anybody doing John McCain? I don't think anybody's doing John McCain.
But you know something? If Hillary ever becomes president, maybe my career will be over.
Oh, no.
What do I do then?
You haven't worked on a Hillary? You don't?
Oh, no. I'll have to punt.
Cross the gender lines.
You know, I'm looking on.
But you really got pigeonholed for Johnny, and that can be good and that can be bad. Are you are you happy that you were known, for Johnny to such an extent where that's what everybody wanted you to do?
No, because I was known for doing Nixon for years, too, before that.
Yeah, but Johnny was the biggie.
For a while,
right.
Reagan was a big voice for me. Carson was great, but, you know, I didn't base my career on one voice.
What's your biggest voice, Mike? You think it's Charlie?
Charlie. Charlie Stuang Stabilak. A fictitious character, Rich, that nobody can call me on. That's the nice thing about it.
Do it for Rich.
No, I will
please?
Not. No.
Hello, Rich.
Hello.
How are you? This is Charlie.
Of course it is.
Isn't that good? Do you like that? Where do you rate that on a scale of 1 to 10?
I don't know.
All right, you know what? Here we go. Here's a real, because I put Mike on the spot with that, since Charlie is like a homegrown.
Not an impression, really.
I've got a list.
No, but I mean, you look at a guy like Rich Little. I mean,
you invented, right?
It's a character I
invented,
I've
got a list of Rich Little's voices right here.
All right.
That they supplied us.
All right.
Yeah.
For instance, I'm trying to find any of these that Mike can do.
Okay.
I'm
do you do Charles Bickford? You do Jeffrey Scott.
Hold on. You know what? No, these are not all from the Dark Age. How about
Sir Cedric Hardwick?
Rich, may we please hear your Dr. Phil?
Dr. Phil, I know the you know. And if you knew that I knew that, then we both would know.
That's brilliant.
Now, Mike,
otherwise, no one knows.
Mike?
I'm not going to get into an impression contest with Rich Little. You know I don't like to do that. I like to let I don't do it with Frank Caliendo. I'm not going to do it with Rich Little. You know, I don't want to do that.
Please?
I really don't want to. It's embarrassing.
Maybe you could get some tips.
I will. You know what? I will ask him for tips. How do you get a voice? How do you generate a voice?
Or are you afraid you'll show him up?
Does it pop into your head?
Yeah, you just watch them and get to know the person and know their body language and some of their expressions, and then it either comes gradually or it doesn't come at all.
Do you work more? Do you think you work more on the expressions and what they say? When I say expressions, facial expressions, because you're on stage and you're on, or do you, is it equal with working on the voice? I'm curious about that.
Well, if you can look like them, it only helps. I mean, it helps a lot. But if you can't, you just rely on the voice, you know, and, the ones that have been physical for me, well, Johnny Carson's one, Jack Lemmon's one, Jack Benny's one, that I can sort of look like.
Right.
Then you get into voices like Orson Welles and people like that, where you just got to do the voice, you know.
I don't even remember the history of it, but what was the, when you first did it, how was it received by Johnny? He dug it, right? He liked it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
you might have had some trouble, right?
No, he said, Rich, you do me so good. You should start writing out my alimony checks.
That's it. That's Johnny.
I said, no. No, thanks.
Didn't they fight in real life? Didn't Johnny hate him?
No, that was Wayne Newton.
Was a good subject because everybody knew him. Everybody knew all his mannerisms and all his.
The mics, he can't hear us.
He was one of the most.
I swear to God, I want to ask him about that.
Johnny Carson about 2 years before he passed away. I saw him in a restaurant, and he said to me, Richard, are you still doing me in your act? And I said, of course. He said, why? Nobody knows who I am. And I had to convince him that they did know who he was, and he will always be remembered.
Well, then,
he had a hard time accepting that.
Is this an urban legend, then, or is it in somehow based in truth, something that I've heard, that you did something in your impression that pissed Johnny Carson off, and that for, there was a period he wouldn't have
perhaps
you on the Tonight Show.
Not sure about that.
Okay, all right. I'm glad I asked you about that.
I don't know what the reason was, but after a while, they didn't book me anymore.
I'll tell you what I read. I read that you did an impression where you made one too many jokes about the ex-wife and one too many jokes about something, and it got back to him. That's what I had read.
Maybe.
But you don't know. But even after that, you maintained your relationship with Johnny right up to the end?
Yeah, the last time I saw him in this restaurant, he was very friendly and very interested in how the impression was going over, and I was still doing it. Do they remember me? And very insecure, and thought that because he wasn't on TV, that nobody would remember who he was at all.
Wow. How'd you like being on Letterman when you were on Letterman?
Oh, I loved it. It was great to be back. And that's in the old Ed Sullivan Theater. And when the show was over, I went down to the basement, and so many memories came back. I said, boy, this hasn't changed at all. I stood right here while Ed chewed me out, and he was right there.
You came along. You mentioned Frank Gorshin before. Was Frank Gorshin an inspiration to you when you were starting out?
Frank was the first impersonator that was a headliner. Before that, all impersonators just did 10 minutes in front of the curtain for an opening act. And Frank was the first one to open it up and become a headliner on his own doing impressions.
How come there are not more guys like you and like Mike in both areas of the business? And, you know, we're not really in showbiz like you are. But, you know, it used to be there were a lot of guys doing impressions on the radio, and there were a lot of impressionists. Now it's hard to find anybody doing either genre. Why do you think that is?
Well, possibly it could be that there aren't great voices anymore, not as many as there used to be.
I think that's true.
When an impersonator 10 years from now says he's going to do some of the old stars, how does he do Matt Damian?
Matt Damian.
Matt Damon.
Does he do Ben Affleck, you know?
Right. You know, it's true. I mean, it's you don't get as many guys like that. And when there's somebody that you want to do an impression of, they have to have a demonstratively noticeable trait. That's why, that's why the John McCain knocked my socks off. I thought that was really, really
terrific. Well, you know, politicians are good subjects because they're older people. Older people are usually better to imitate because they got character and their voices are a little gruff, or, you know, they have a bit of a lisp or whatever it is, than a young person in their 20s or younger, tougher to do.
And how long are you going to stick with it? How long are you going to keep performing?
Oh, I'm going to do it, and as long as my health is good, I'll continue doing it. You know, I'm working on a one-man show right now in Jimmy Stewart, and I've been writing it every day, and it should be finished by the end of the summer.
Rob, would you like to do a little new Jimmy Stewart?
It's going to be a whole show on Jimmy's whole career, and I'll have in the show, I'll have Henry Fonda and some of the people associated with
him. I must tell him it's Matt Damon.
Brennan and people he's working with.
It's not Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Don't know how to jump into this. It's Matt Damon, not Matt Damian.
Matt Damon.
I hate it. Okay, yeah. Sorry about that.
Well, it doesn't.
Well, I've completely stopped.
Well, he doesn't know himself.
Doesn't stand out.
He doesn't know himself. And Rich, when you're here on Saturday night, here's a question I've always wanted to ask, a very personal question. Do you get a lot of coin for doing something like this, because they've had a quite a list of people.
Yeah, a big illustrious list of people that have hosted the Correspondents' Dinner.
Is it
a paid gig anyway? Is it just something where you show up?
It's a paid gig. It isn't a great paying gig.
Right. But you do it for the notoriety too, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right,
it'll be fun to do it in front of Bush, George W., because I've never met him, and that'll be the sixth president that I've done in front of.
Oh, wow. That's got to be kind of neat. That's got to be a lot of fun.
You know, but I will keep my car parked facing north just in case I have to get back to Canada in a hurry.
Gotcha. And, oh, that's right. You're a Canadian. Aren't you a Canadian?
I'm a Canadian.
A Canadian!
Oh.
Yeah. How dare a Canadian make fun of our Canadian politicians?
Rich, let me ask you a question. We've got an assistant producer on the show, Rob Spiewak, who insists that the best part of Canada's population is amassed on the Canadian border and that they're going to attack the United States. Where do you line up on that one?
What, the whole bunch of people are ready to come down here?
I believe that Rob has said for years that Canada is going to attack us. That's why most of their population...
They already have.
They already have.
Oh, yeah, because a lot of comics came out of Canada.
Mm-hmm. True.
But it's a fact, Rich, that 85% of the Canadian population lives within 5 miles of the U.S. border, right?
That's true.
Yeah, you see, they're ready to attack, Mike.
Rob, I don't believe it.
It has been nice talking to you. I'm just going to leave it in Mike's hands now because really you are Mike's idol. So
absolutely. So and Mike, I just want to say this is an honor. And, you know, I grew up watching you. And it's a thrill to have you on the show. And I wish you a lot of luck at the correspondence dinner.
Well, I hope that George W. Bush is going to laugh.
I hope he does, too.
I don't know why the American people are picking on him.
Well, if he doesn't laugh,
he hasn't done anything.
One more audit. That's all it'll be. Don't worry about it.
All right. Nice talking to you,
Thank
Rich.
You, Rich Little.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Thank
Rich
you.
Rich Little.
Bye-bye.
Jesus Christ. Talk about the old bait and switch.
Wow.
I was completely caught by surprise there. I'm my idol. I talk about him constantly, don't I?
You do.
Always.
On and
Rich
on.
Little this. Rich I'm Little not. That.
He's a famous impressionist.
And I start right out of the shoot with a guy he had a fight with. I had no idea. I didn't know. I didn't know that he had a fight with that. I guess he had a fight with Johnny, too. Well, not a real fight with Johnny, but...
it was kind of a famous one with Johnny, as I recall.
He was never on again. I mean, I remember that, you know?
You know what's funny is, how long ago was it? It was one of my many just diarrhea of the mouth, stream of consciousness things, but I had watched something with Rich Little on TV like a month and a half ago,
right?
And had mentioned that he had mispronounced Matt Damon's name in that interview as well.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he's going around calling him Matt Damien.
Yeah, because
like I thought this was maybe a slip of the tongue reserved for our show.
It was the exact same question that they asked him on this interview show, where they said, "How come you don't do any current celebrities?" And he said, "None of them have very recognizable voices."
Right.
Like, what about Matt Damon? Like, same thing. What about Matt Damon?
He's a serious impressionist.
He sure is.
He takes his job very, very seriously. I will give him props on the John McCain. I thought that really sounded cool. Nobody's doing that. I like that. That's very cool.
I didn't have time to ask him what he thinks about...
I didn't want to get into
Lewis Black. Here's what Lewis Black had to say.
Right. About Rich Little?
Oh, about Rich Little doing the correspondence dinner.
Uh-huh.
It's like going from Jackson Pollock to paint by numbers.
Uh-huh.
God love him, but he's not from this decade.
True.
He's not from the last decade.
True.
He's not from the decade before that.
Yeah.
He's in no position to pose any threat to anyone. He makes Bob Hope look like Lenny Bruce.
But we like guys like that. You know, that's why we went to see Wayne Newton at the Birchmere.
This is sad.
The Birchmere. Don't you remember when Ronald Reagan hired Wayne Newton to replace the Beach Boys on the Mall?
What else does Lewis Black say? What they want at these events are PC jokes, and PC jokes aren't funny.
Right.
You spend the rest of the year making fun of these people. When you come to D.C., you have to turn your act into a series of knock-knock jokes. Let him do it.
I thought, wait a minute, though. Does Bush have any control over who they invite?
I don't think so, no.
I'd be curious to know who the people were. I mean, it's the Correspondents Association, correct?
Right.
I'd be curious to know who's running that ship right now.
I think that
this year, someone with a lot of balls. That's all I can say. Someone with huge, like Paul Bunyan balls.
Why couldn't they have gotten Phyllis Diller?
I think it's an understanding that they're not too rough on the president because the president comes every year.
Right.
So that it's sort of like a handshake
deal. Oh, he must really enjoy himself.
Oh, I'm sure. And the food is wonderful.
What do you mean a handshake deal that they're not too rough on the president?
Like they don't get a guy that would really cut into him too bad.
They've had guys that have done that in
the past.
That's
why they're backing
up. That's why they're stopping. It's been kind of uncomfortable for the last two or three
years. Last year, Stephen Colbert did a pretty good job of cutting him open.
Yeah.
And wasn't it the year before they had the professional impersonator with all the makeup and everything come out and do it at
the
same time?
Oh, the guy that's on Leno all the time.
And I think the year before that might have been a guy that now is looking for work.
Who's that? Oh, that's right. And that was another bad night.
That was with the Clintons, though.
Was that the Clintons?
Yeah. Yes. How long has Hillary?
Bush has been the president like for 100 years. it was a long time ago, Mike. They were wearing cowboy hats.
Well, it's nice to know that.
And not just IMUS. They were all wearing cowboy hats.
Nice to know that journalists in this country are trying to please the president. That's you know, when you get there, you know, man, who's going to be next year? Are we going to get Putin? You can get Pooty Poot showing up or what?
They've booked next year. They've booked the Wiggles.
Here's the headline right here. With Rich Little, press corps is assured a nice impression.
Yes.
No.
Well, I you know what? If I had known that they had all this press, that maybe, no, he wouldn't do it. I mean, where's he been? Branson, Missouri? Is that where he's been performing?
I don't know, Mike. All I know is.
He's my idol.
I'm going to read you the list, see if you can add up here.
Okay.
Listen to some of the names. They gave us a list of his impressions.
You mean, you want me to say whether I do them or not?
Just listen to the names.
Okay. Whether you care.
React.
Al Jolson.
Hey.
Yes.
Bela Lugosi.
Okay.
Boris Karloff. Broderick Crawford.
Wow.
Clark Gable. Claude Rains. Dennis Weaver. Dr. Phil. Okay, that's one that's modern.
Uh-huh.
Dwight David Eisenhower. Ed Sullivan. Elvis Presley. Ernest Borgnine. Foster Brooks.
Hey.
Fozzie Bear.
Oh.
Fred McMurray.
Wow.
George Bush.
Are you getting to the end of the list?
Oh, Mike, these are done alphabetically by the first name. George W. Bush. All right, there's two almost happening ones. Oh, now, this is a mistake on his list.
One.
Well, Rob, read this one right here. Look.
He does that. Gerald Ford?
Yeah, but he's dead, though.
Well, a lot of those people
blasphemy.
Are dead.
Man, yeah, in fact, I would say so far about 80% of your list is dead.
I know, but he's newly dead.
And, hey, there's nothing wrong with doing dead people.
That's
right.
He's newly dead. That's all.
That, please don't isolate that and use that against me in the future.
Let me see.
You know.
Humphrey Bogart.
You know.
Jack, you know.
Jack, where's Tom Gavin?
Rich, Jack, do you do Tom Gavin?
Kermit the Frog.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know what I'm proud of? The only voice I did for him was Charlie.
Yeah.
Did you create that character? Yes, I did, Mr. Little.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes, Don?
What did you think of Rich Little?
I thought he sucked.
Why's that, Charlie?
I don't know. You know. Windy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Very windy. 20 years storm, Charlie.
20 years.
That's right.
All right, we got a break. We'll be right back. Here's one of the voices Rich Little does as we go to break.
Way down on the levee in old Alabama.
Jolson.
That's Daddy and Mammy.
And that's not the original Jolson. That's Rob Spiewak singing.
You can find them all.
Want to send this without to Imus in the morning.
What's that they're saying? What's that they're saying? While they keep playing, a humming and swaying.
Matt Damian.
Well, you know, I really don't know if I'm coming back because I feel like I've achieved everything I need to achieve in radio now. It's really no need for me to continue.
Today's a magic day for you,
it's
Mike.
It's the pinnacle. I have climbed the mountain. It's my Everest.
You met your hero.
I'm looking down on the world now.
Been done.
There you go. You are the wind beneath his wings.
That's right.
And we will
so
be
so nice
back.
To have you on the show. Serious man. Now I'm doing Rich Little.
That's good.
All right. Thank you very
much.
Thank you, Rob. That's the way he sounds.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think that was particularly funny.
Matt Damian.
I'm going back to Canada if Matt Damian chases me away. Hey, I got something out of it. Thanks so much. Looking forward to the jokes. Thank you, Mr. President. And thank you, Donald. What a pleasure.
You're welcome, Mike.
What a pleasure. This is a fine organization.
We got to pause. We'll be right back. Okay, Rich?
Absolutely, Don. If you'd like me to stay, I'll stay. If Johnny doesn't mind, that's what I heard. But I'm not quite sure. No, I didn't like him. He threw up before every performance.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.